Park City Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer says that since the economy has picked back up, the city has been caught off guard with a more than typical number of large construction projects, especially in Old Town. It's taking its toll on Main Street visitors and businesses. So Weidenhammer says the city is now in a dialogue between the construction community and the business community.
We're all aware of the amount of construction projects on Main Street and the impacts that we're seeing from it. It's, you know, it's easy to see the cranes and the pedestrian impediments. And, you know, what I've done is create a dialogue with some external stakeholders, local developers, building owners, architects, to try to understand better what's going on out there and what some potential remedies are to make it better for all of us. The HPCA, the Historic Park City Alliance, has really helped us understand the impact that they perceive and are feeling on the street.
The Park City Council at its meeting this week will consider some ideas for mitigating the impacts of construction. He says council and staff will simply consider the best measures, some of which are already in place, but need to be tuned into more when these large projects get started.
We have construction mitigation tools and we have right-of-way permits and parking permits, and it's really just sharpening how we use those tools. I think we have them and we've used them very well in the past, and staff has changed, and it's, and you know, again, the economy kind of dipped, and we are focused in a few areas that probably weren't in mitigation of impacts. And I think it's just acknowledging that we really need to focus our resources.
He says it's a fine balance to keep construction running smoothly in Old Town.
Pre-construction meetings and understanding scheduling and deliveries better, and probably some very deliberate limitations on duration of cranes, where they go, you know, requirements for pedestrian overpasses and that kind of thing. You know, the two big ones we're seeing are cranes and the pedestrian thing. So I think working very closely with contractors and getting people who have some construction backgrounds involved from the city's end a little bit earlier in the process, really just in a coordination level, I think we can make a giant impact and change what we're seeing out there.
Weidenhammer says the city has a keen interest in working with contractors, not just handing out more ordinances.
I mean, again, the alternative is if we just say no or, you know, don't work with these guys, these construction projects balloon and can take many, many more months. And obviously that's not the goal. So it's always a fine balance. Again, you know, I think it takes folks on both sides who are willing to work really hard and spend the time to get to the level of detail to get this stuff right. And I think, you know, we have some folks that build things for the city that know those things really well. People like Dave Gustafson and now Craig Sanchez, who really made a big impact on mitigating impacts of the city's projects on Main Street.
That's Park City's Economic Development Director, Jonathan Weidenhammer. Council meets Thursday in work session beginning at 5 p.m. The construction mitigation discussion will begin at 5:25. No decisions will be made at the meeting. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.